Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. I'm going to talk about the royal wedding, not because I was there or because I heard the after-dinner speeches, but actually because there was a big article in the Sunday Times yesterday to say that William and Catherine had used the services of a voice coach before the ceremony, that they had rehearsed everything and made sure that they were able to remain calm so that they could give their vows and possibly not make any mistakes. This is something really, really interesting because it went really well, and yet they were able to maintain their own personalities within that. So often, voice coaches or people that are training in presentation will say, this is wrong, this is right, and try and put you into a particular model rather than working with the individual and their own personality. In the case of William and Catherine, one of the most important things was to remain calm, and so that they wouldn't have any of the sort of symptoms of being stressed. And there's absolutely no doubt that with hundreds of millions of people watching them take their vows, that they would be stressed. I don't think that anybody wouldn't be. And so one of the things that they needed to work on was that they kept their breath very relaxed, and that their neck and their throat remained open, so that when they did take their vows, their voices were nice and clear. So if we can transport this back to everyday living, because not everybody's involved in a royal wedding, when we are in stressful situations, it's important to take good deep breaths from our abdomen and keep our necks and our throats open and relaxed so that this won't reflect in our voices. We have a number of exercises that are available for people if they would like to focus on this. Or alternatively, if you want to give me a call, it's something that I can work with on people. So this is Susan from Executive Voice.